I'm going to continue our message, and what we've already been talking to the administration about is make sure we don't do anything that we have unintended harmful consequences. For example, if we announce the pullout of NAFTA. Mm-hmm. Canada and Mexico, as you know, are two of our biggest beef trading partners, and so two hugely important markets. I happen to belong to the Ag Policy Advisory Committee on Trade for the Secretary of Agriculture and the Trade Ambassador. So I have the opportunity to hear from them directly in closed meetings what they're thinking about. And I can say Secretary Perdue is a champion on our behalf mm-hmm. for trade. And I'm more optimistic as time goes along that the president is getting more comfortable or in learning about the details of these complicated trade agreements. I feel more comfortable that he won't do anything radical like pull out. And as we continue to go in the future rounds after round six for renegotiations, I'm feeling a little better about the possible have a very successful conclusion to him.
McKestra knows trade is just one of the many issues they will be discussing, issues that their Washington, D.C. staff continues to work on.
We've got to come to a conclusion on Waters of the United States, for example. And also, we've got electronic logging device issues that we need to finish up on and continue to negotiate final terms to be least harmful for the livestock haulers across the nation. We've got some public lands issues that we'll be talking about this year coming up on several fronts. And so out of EPA, some Superfund cleanup regulations that have been proposed that would be very onerous across the entire ranching community. So we're getting those hopefully reformed to some common sense solutions. So we've got our work cut out for us, but I'm really optimistic and looking forward to seeing the conclusion of those issues and several others.